your name has done the rounds quite a bit in this part of the world over the course of the summer in various clubs of ours. How pleasing is it to get signed off at Sheffield United?
Obviously, I'm ecstatic it's all done now. It's a fantastic opportunity for me and, you know, one I'm really looking forward to. I had a lot of interest, but, you know, when I found out they were interested in me, then obviously the size of the club and the fan base, you know, it's a good opportunity.
Had it been on your mind to come back from Nijmegen then this summer? Was that always perhaps part of the plan?
Obviously, I'd signed a two-year contract there, but, you know, it didn't go as well as a team over there. We got relegated, which was unfortunate. I managed to score a good amount of goals there, though, so, you know, I didn't want to play in the second league in Holland. I've got a small young child who's in school, so I did want to come back to England. And this opportunity came up, and, you know, I've grabbed it with both hands.
All right. So you didn't sort of decamp the whole family out there for the time, what could have been 2 years out there?
No, well, I left Scotland and came back to Liverpool, where I'm from, and I went over to Holland on my own. It was a good career move at the time. I thought I'd actually done okay over there, so, you know, all things being considered, it's happened now. It was good. It was a good experience. That's it. It's a good experience, but, you know, I'm back in England now, so, you know, it's where I want to be, and especially at a club like this.
What did you learn, perhaps, about your game out there? Because it's different, isn't it? We're always told that it's technically a little bit different and a little bit a different environment to play in.
Well, it is, you know, you speak about Dutch football, everyone thinks it's a passing game, it's all on the floor, 4-3-3, and that's the way it was. I had to adjust my game a little bit to it, which was another experience that I wanted, learn different styles of football. It's just an experience, you know, I'm glad I've done it. I want to come back to England and back to hopefully with Sheffield United, I can carry on the goal scoring form and climb the table.
Because it's very healthy, isn't it? Loose maths, of course, 1 in 2, 1 in 3, wherever you've been.
I'd like to think I can take my chances when they come along. You know, certain limitations in my game that I'm not so strong at. But I think as you get older, you sort of learn what to do better than what you can't do. I think that's been a factor with me, you know. And obviously, as a main striker, you need to score goals. And I think over the last 4 or 5 seasons, I've done that consistently. So, you know, that's what I'm aiming to do here.
Obviously, they'll have done their homework on you. I'm sure you've done yours on them as well. I mean, if it's you and you're the starting striker, you'd be at the front of quite a mobile five. Do you think that could benefit you?
Yeah, I think so. I think I had a lot of joy at Motherwell in a similar type role. We had a lot of fast players around myself. I just need to keep working on my fitness now, and it's up to the manager if he picks me or not. But hopefully I'll be ready when he eventually does. I reckon hit the ground running.
One of those is Jamie Murphy. Have you had a word with him about United and life here?
Yeah, I know a few of the boys here, so I've been in contact with them, and they've had nothing but praise for the club, the coaching staff, the teammates, the setup. You know, so that was another sway in my favour.
How important was it for you to come back to this country, but actually end up at a team that have realistic designs on promotion, at least, if not a little bit better, and a title in League One this year?
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, thankful for the manager to shown faith in me, to be honest, and a chance to play outside in that stadium. You know, I've played here before and the fans are unbelievable here, so, you know, the chance to play in front of 20,000 fans is unbelievable for me, and I feel very privileged and lucky, so hopefully I can put in some good performances and pay them back.
Potentially 3 years, isn't it? 2 years then with a potential for a bit more. What do you hope to achieve in that time?
Well, first and foremost, I want to get myself going, get in the team. That's always the first thing you try and do. And as I say, just score some goals, and then hopefully if I'm scoring goals, we're going to be winning games, and then the rest of it takes care of itself. But, you know, that's the main aim now, is just get in the team and hopefully stay there.
As you've been looking around for the next step in your career, where are you at fitness wise? How where are you? On track? Are you behind? Where are you at?
Well, I've had longer off than most of the boys. Obviously, been keeping myself taken over as much as I can. You know, I didn't want to go to a club and start training in case, you know, obviously I got injured or whatever. So I am a bit behind in terms of the fitness, but obviously games make you fitter than anything else, so we spoke to the manager and the coaching, and, you know, there'll be a fitness plan there for me to crack on with, and, you know, I think a few weeks time it'll be fine.
I'm duty bound to ask, in the fact that we were led to believe you've spoken to Barnsley, you've spoken to Chesterfield, how significant was that interest at the time?
I had a lot of interest. You know, you could mention other clubs there. I could give you a big list if you wanted one, but you do what's right for yourself and your family, and you know, the opportunity to come here with the players that are here, the incentive that they want to get promotion and they're looking to push on, you know, that's a big factor also. So that's what really swayed my decision. And, you know, I think if I carry on my form over the last few seasons, I can really make a mark.
Must be flattering that, though, isn't it? Because some players will have to kind of do the rounds and hawk themselves around a bit. If you're turning down several clubs, or at least speaking to several clubs, you know there's a lot of interest in you.
Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, I think if you look how well you've done over the last few seasons, I think that's, you know, if I'd scored 10 goals in the last 3 or 4 seasons, then I wouldn't be sitting here now. You know, so I think it says that you've done well over the last few seasons and you're getting a reward for it. And, you know, no bigger reward than playing for this club.